Welcome to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
You're welcome on board. You're welcome. We have a lot in store for you, from the movies that dropped last week to the ones that are showing this week. And of course, we are talking about TV news, television, movies, everything in general. That's what we're going to discuss in the world of TV and movie and entertainment.
Before we go too far, I just want to say, for all of you that say Madam Web is a bad movie, I'm just going to say all of you don't know what you're talking about at all. Madam Web is not. Calm down. No, now. How about? How can you people just wake up and say Madam Web is a bad movie?
I am sure you want to say rubbish.
No, Abba now. How about? See, Madam Web tried to be a bad movie, but it was not a bad movie. It was a terrible movie.
If you have watched Madam Web, today is for Madam Web. We have to put Madam Web in the web of our discussions. Because see, you waste... Madam Web is 1 hour 57 minutes. Of rubbish. I repeat, of rubbish. No wonder even the cast members, they all disowned the movie. That movie was rubbish. Oh God. Well, if you have seen Madam Web, we are going to be talking about Madam Web. The reason why I'm laughing is there was a part when we were watching the movie at home, and my wife was like, "Ah, did you check the rating of this movie before we started?" I said, "No." She said, "You should have checked now."
Okay.
Guys, joining on the conversation, I'd like to hear your take on the discussion. We're talking about Madam Web, but yeah, let's just go first and dive into like movies that came out last week.
Okay, before we jump into movies that dropped last week, we know death is inevitable for every single living being on the planet, right? And that goes to everybody, both normal, celebrity, animal, and everything. So we are going to be asking you this question. It's not anything negative, just think about it. You know how we have celebrities, superstars, movie stars, musicians, artists, and all the likes, right? And then when one passes, it hits you so hard. Like, I remember we were together when Chadwick Boseman passed 4 years ago.
Yeah, we remember that news hit around 3 a.m. in the morning, and very early, yeah?
It was really, really devastating. So, we are asking you now, which celebrity, which actor, which musician, which celebrity in general would hit you most, that you would cry if the person is no more? I have mine, and you'll be shocked who the person is. It's just one person.
Well, it's in a way, it's a coincidence that we are talking about this, because in a very, very sad note, we want to talk about also the death of Amechi Muonagor.
Yeah.
The Nollywood veteran who passed today. He had been bedridden for quite a while, from kidney failure down to diabetes. And it's very, very sad to see that these guys are going, and not just in a good way. Yeah, you can join in on the conversation as we've started. I can see your messages here dropping as we start. Osh is here. He says, "I am strapped in and ready to go. I have been so scared to watch Madam Web. Please
keep that fear.
Help my ministry. Should I watch it?"
Keep that fear.
My brother, see, I cannot see it.
No, don't watch it.
I cannot tell you not to watch
it. I take God, beg you, don't watch it.
Please watch Madam Web.
All right, straight up, let's go to into movies and TV shows that dropped this week. Starting with a remake of a 1989 movie that starred Patrick Swayze back then. This one stars Jake Gyllenhaal, and we have Conor McGregor in it. And it's a prime original that, no, it's a prime movie that dropped on Thursday, and it's called Roadhouse. If you've not seen it, you should check out. I loved the first part of the movie. When he started entering the second part, the third part, like, ah, okay, now there's this part where the actor played by the character played by Jake Gyllenhaal, Dalton, right? So he wanted there are this group of bikers who were torturing a particular particular bar. So he now had to drag all of them outside. So there was the, Jake Gyllenhaal is really a fantastic actor. So he carried the movie. There was this thing he did where it was a very comical part of the first act. So he didn't punch anybody at first. So he just said, "Everybody come outside first." And then he was asking, "Please, where is the nearest hospital?" They're like, "What are you asking hospital for?" Say, "Where is the one of them?" I replied, "Oh, it's like 25 minutes away." He said, "Oh, okay." He now started using slap.
instead of punch.
To slap everybody. He now broke one guy's arm. And I said, ah, it's not so bad. Like, the hospital is 20 minutes away. The guy said, I said 25 minutes. Baba beat all of them, but now carried them inside car. You drove them to the hospital.
Okay. So that's an interesting one, and I think
You should see Roadhouse that dropped this week on Prime Video. Another movie that dropped this week, we have another installment to the Ghostbusters franchise called Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Yaro is here saying that the Instagram live is a bit choppy. That's to say we are live on Instagram. My brother and I are on network, because right now it's not telling us we have network issues. Now your own network. So yeah, if you want to join us and see our faces, you can check us out live on Instagram and you can join in on the show.
Congratulations, Yaro!
Is he married?
No, he's not married. Yaro won. So there was this photographers competition, the contest that Yaro put in for, and were quite instrumental in his growth. yeah. So congratulations to you, Yaro, on that. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
We can't hear you, Kinatu. What's happening?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, so you know.
Yes, I just remember.
Okay. So still moving on to the things that dropped this week, we have a horror movie called Immaculate that stars Sydney Sweeney in it. And since there hasn't been like a very great horror movie, I'm not really particular on going forward with that. And another horror movie also that dropped this week is called Late Nights with the Devil. It's about this TV host who has like this late night kind of show, and then they had to like summon the devil. And then people are like, nah, lie, nah, fake. And then it actually happened and all that. So a lot of people are saying it is an indie movie that has really good potential.
Wow. I'd love to see that.
So is it like Talk to Me?
The one where they were
with the hand.
Oh, no. Not the.
You haven't watched Talk to Me?
No, I haven't.
They put hand on top table. Then you hold the hand and you not tell the hand, talk to me.
What? No.
Hey, wahala.
No, I don't watch. I don't
see. No, you should see that one. Talk to me is really. Talk to me is really, really a nice movie.
I don't see scary movies.
You
don't
watch. No, it's not scary. It's horror. There's a difference.
I know. We'll both scary.
We'll tie you down and we'll make you watch it.
Maybe in our next sleepover. Who knows?
Anyways, that even brings to mind that we are supposed to discuss our next movie night. But anyway, to join the show, it's going to be fun today. Madam Web is in the web of our discussion.
Info 95.1.
So we're back live on your on your speakers. I hope you guys on Instagram, when I know they tell us one thing won't happen. We've restarted the video, so it is not from our end. It should be from your end, though. But talking about things from your end, share the new Game of Thrones trailer is out.
Yeah, Game of Thrones Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon.
You scared me.
Two trailers, green and black trailer were released. The green trailer being for I've forgotten her name, the Olivia Cooke's character, and then the Dracarys people had the black. Gay. So who and the tag there is all will choose. So who will you choose? Me, I'm there with the dragon family. I'm with the
Smoggy.
What's their name now? Oh,
Targaryens.
The Targaryens.
I'm with the Targaryens.
You know, again,
I feel they have suffered. They suffered a lot, or they have suffered a lot. Like, their house was put in a lot of turmoil that, and they did not deserve what they got. So yeah, I'm with the Targaryens on this. So, but anyways, I can see you, Easy here, saying when Paul Walker died, that was the moment I stopped investing myself in celebrities. So none ever affects me any longer. That's what he says. And here you say, good evening, guys. What did you say? Madam Web is a terrible movie. I have the movie, but I'm here to watch it. I have seen Damsel and the movie Try. Artistic G. That's what he says. All
For you to say Damsel Try, don't worry.
You will enjoy.
I would recommend, go and watch Madam Web.
I finally saw Damsel.
So
I don't know what to say.
Are you agreeing with me?
Calm down now.
Okay,
calm down. You see, that's the problem of I saw something on Instagram. Sorry guys, I'm taking you off. Somebody said there are three types of people that watch movies.
Yeah.
One, just for the fun of it.
Uh-huh.
Two, you're trying to criticize a critic watching it. And three, a filmmaker. This human being here is two out of three.
No,
you are a
I'm an audience. Ooh. I'm an audience.
Okay.
I enjoy
all
movie
of it. Okay.
As an audience. Yeah. And then that's the reason why sometimes I watch movies 2 to 3 times.
Okay.
I watch a movie as a filmmaker.
Okay.
And then I barely even watch as a critic anymore because ever since my filmmaking life and journey took off, I kind of like
All right, let me tell you something, my dear friend. You don't watch anything for fun any longer.
I don't know it. I do. That's the reason why I'm going to recommend everybody to go and watch The Gentleman, Guy Ritchie's The Gentleman. I cannot recommend that enough.
That movie was not bad.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying Damsel was a boring movie. Boring doesn't mean it's bad. Don't get me wrong.
It took time
to give excitement for a fantasy fairy tale movie. That's what
I don't know. Which time of excitement were you talking about that it took time
It took time. When is it finally happening?
You started with the catchy opening. You get the king and his men going to do whatever before they now revealed it later. And then Dragon came spewing fire and everything. But you're like, okay, we are going to. And then you just started with this boring family life. They want to marry her. They carry out this.
That was important. Please don't even talk about that part.
I'm not saying it's not important.
It was sweet.
You wasted too much time.
Now you just don't like all this kind of
stuff. Don't carry us away from the discussion we'll be having today.
After she now entered inside the cave, all the mele.
My annoyance is even the fall. How did you fall and not break all your
bones? Did you not see the branches?
Save her fall. What are you telling me?
Sure, you don't say she wound. So you're expecting her leg to break?
That's the thing. She wound, Shebi. The sister went and threw no wound. It shocked me. The sister no wound. Your sister came with the Iron Man.
Anyway, guys, joining on the discussion. It's fun and excitement all the way here. Okay, I can see you. We're still talking here. And Osh says, when Robbie Williams died, my heart was truly broken. Also, they say people that watch horror movies have two hearts. After Evil Dead, I hung my boots. That's what he says. Yaro continues to say, hold on.
I don't think you guys are understanding the question. I'm not saying past celebrities or icons that died. I'm saying if you hear now, tomorrow, that one particular person or celebrity
that's with the crop of celebrities that we have
which would hit you more? Okay, let me just use my own as an example.
Don't even say it though.
I've already said death is inevitable to everybody. Death will definitely come to everybody. So if tomorrow now I just carry my phone or I hear Jackie Chan is no more, I will cry. See, I will not say, oh my God, I will cry.
But you know the crazy thing? There have been a lot of fluke deaths with Jackie Chan and Oswald Jet Li.
And this old man that is always dying every month. What's the one with the deep voice?
Morgan Freeman.
James L. Jones.
Yes.
All these people they mentioned from Paul Walker, Robin Williams, you get, and all these, even Michael Jackson. Of course, it hit me. Like, I felt, you know, that kind of sadness, but I don't cry.
Is this the topic
but
for the
I
day?
Like, say,
it's not the topic, no matter what is the topic, but he's just talking about
it. But let's move on.
Gal Gadot. I don't know. I'll take my life savings and go for the burial. I'm not. What?
You will take leave.
I will take leave. Are you kidding me? I will say I'll get that money. Can't do, you know, this burial one is doing another version for another country. Yes, I'll do another one for her. Yeah. What? Oh my God, I can't even stand it.
Because of how life takes us, we are living, but we most times forget that life and death
fleeting
are in like together.
There are things that work in parallel.
You get.
You must. You, it's either you're alive or you're dead. Yeah.
But sorry, focus. Jackie Chan. What about Henry Cavill?
Only Jackie Chan.
Only.
But nobody talking. Jackie Cavill say what?
I'm not crying. No, I'm saying one that will hit me to the point that I will cry.
Why Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan is my life. Jackie Chan.
Molded a lot of people's
to date, but people are still using my trait as a person, as an energetic person, to yab me. Even when I had my kidney problem, right? People keep saying, "Hey, I show you the jump over that like monkey." Now that you're this way, I jump now, and I will still, because of that, I keep jumping from tree to fence,
well
to
done, no monkey.
To
thank
balcony.
You.
Anyway, kidney problem,
with that time, kidney
problem. Now they got kidney problem. You have kidney problem.
You have kidney problem. You mad?
Damsel was a slow burn.
It was very. It was a mere movie, nothing special.
Thank you.
A regular 5.6 over 10.
Well, that's for themselves. It was fun.
But have you seen Madame Web?
I haven't.
Thank God.
I want to savour that moment.
That fall no make sense. So that's what Yaro says. I wonder what you're talking about.
Have you guys seen Saltburn?
Saltburn.
No,
I haven't seen Saltburn.
You need to see Saltburn.
I've heard a lot about Saltburn.
You need to see Saltburn.
Are you talking about the bathtub scene?
That's the least of your problems.
I heard it's a very weird movie.
See, guy. That's what do they call it? Slow paced, Abby.
Slow burn.
Slow burn.
So, thank you. But you go to the air, you know, if you stand up, you go to watch, like, what just happened? This guy literally made love to a grave because the person they buried there was someone he liked.
Saltburn is a weird movie.
He was crying on the grave.
You don't need to explain. Saltburn is a weird movie. It was stated for everyone who cared to listen that, you know what, this movie is a weird movie. It's going to tick all the boxes you never knew you had that you never wanted to be ticked.
Yes!
It's a weird movie.
What is happening? This guy planned person family. He planned the whole family.
Anyways, let's continue with messages here. Madam Webb should be called Madam Nonsense.
It's not. I'm pretty sure it's not that. Okay, you now talk and say the person will do the same thing.
I dare you to watch Madam Webb and come back with a straight face.
I might still enjoy it.
You can never.
You cannot come back with this.
It can't be that bad.
I'm going to say something.
What?
Madam Webb. Cats.
See, watch cats. Anyways, good evening, guys. Madam Webb should be called Madam Nonsense. Invincible keeps giving, and I'm seeing this interesting series. Three body problem and a whole Helgoland. I don't know.
Three body problem is a series that was made by the creators of Game of Thrones, D.B. Weiss and Benioff, and it dropped on Friday, and it's among the things that dropped this week that we've not gotten to yet. So we have Shirley played by, what's happening?
Why are you snapping your finger?
Regina IMDb. King,
and then Three Body Problem also, then Invincible
season comedy?
2. The Three Body Problem. No. It's based off a book, though. Invincible season 2, episode 6, like he said, it keeps giving.
It keeps giving, actually.
And you'll be watching it, you'll not know you're watching close to an hour episode, because the two episodes, 58 and 51 minutes, I'm like, it don't finish. What is happening?
You see this feeling that you're having for Invincible now, that you will see something that is lengthy, that should be lengthy, but you'll not be wondering, it just finished now. That's the same way. Imagine an anime from episode 1 to 11. And anytime you are watching it, you are wondering, this thing is 23 minutes, but it's as if I just watched 5 minutes. It is that mad. That's what everyone is saying about Solo Leveling. So if you're an anime head, you should start. Or if you have not started, get on Solo Leveling. The final episode will be out next week, Saturday.
And that's what Damsel did not give us, because it was. I felt like watching a 3-hour movie, like,
it got to that point. I was never reached the ending part.
Are you guys serious?
Yes.
I don't know, maybe because I was eating popcorn while watching Damsel.
Well, I enjoyed
that
it was so personally, but in my mind, get to the point now. What didn't they happen?
That's what I'm talking about. And then finally, we have this animated, it's called Arc, the animated series, and it stars Vin Diesel, Michelle Yeoh, Gerard Butler, David Tennant, Russell Crowe, Jeffrey Riker, Urban, Devery Jacob, Elliot Page, formerly known as Ellen Page, and Alan Tudyk. I've downloaded all episodes, but I'm yet to.
You say who? Ellen what?
So inside Ellen our Page. Messages here,
no,
formerly known as Ellen Page.
The next person.
Yaro continues here and says, Madam Web is an international sensation, and it's a beautiful example of what not to do. He says Three Body Problem is a good show. It's a show, it's a slow burn, but I enjoyed it so much. The intrigue is amazing. That's what he says. More messages that fly in here. Good evening, I'm Victor from Cuba. I just watched Beekeeper. This movie is good, but to me it didn't end well. What happened to the president and Jason who escaped? He escaped, that's what happened. And here you say the beauty of life is that people are entitled to their opinion. That's what Artistic G says. As he says, Madam Web is a terrible movie. He's still surprised. Well, my brother, it's your opinion. We are entitled to it, but we are saying that your opinion, and our God and your opinion may judge you. The sister's leg was broken too now. He said the time the time Elodie went to carry her, the sister's leg was broken. Point of correct. Actually, yes.
Was
the sister? She had a sprain on her leg, and that's why she was limping. Yes.
Okay, she was limping.
Yes.
So she fell from that 52-story
building.
He said, "Hold on." Not only her leg break. Wow.
But it won't go break again.
Come jump from the studio floor. I know that you survive. True, definitely. That is
film.
Come
that
jump.
Is film.
What film?
I heard Madame Web is worse than Cats. Featuring Halle Berry, Catwoman featuring Halle Berry, and also I am super excited about X-Men 97. Great nostalgia vibes. I've seen two episodes of X-Men 97.
It's just two episodes that are out now.
And I can say that yes, Cyclops has been done a disservice over the years.
Not on the original Cyclops, not on the original X-Men.
But like in the movies now, in the movie X-Men movies, he has been done a disservice.
Yeah, because
people just only believe that the Heat Vision was just Heat Vision.
Yes.
But the anime made us understand that it's not just Heat Vision. No.
That
could modulate what
that's
is releasing.
That's what, what's it called? That's what one of the producers of the animated show said. And also, if you remember back to the first X-Men, if you remember when James Marsden's character was tuning his training,
his laser beams. Yeah.
So it was done. It just other Cyclops didn't really pay that much attention to it. But and according to the producer, I said that's why they had to go back to X-Men 97, because there are things that they can do with the animation that they couldn't do with live action. See the part where he was falling down, where their plane blew up, and he had to use his laser as
to cushion his fall. Like that was fantastic. So, and another thing again that I believe the X-Men 97 did was the character of Storm. Storm is Ororo Moro.
Ororo Moro, yes.
She is seen as a god from Africa. So she embodied that whole godlike or that goddess feature. You don't talk to Storm anyhow. Storm will give you like in parables, like when the lightning knock you out, like that's how she communicates. Like, and it's really good to see. Like, it's really interesting. You should check out the X-Men 97. It's really a nice show.
So those are the things that dropped this week. Let's check out the things that dropped last week for those of you who missed it. And we have Mark Wahlberg in a movie called Arthur the King. It's about a dog. Then we have Knox Goes Away. We have the American Society of Magical Negroes and Invincible Season 2, Episode 5. Those are the things that dropped last week.
And let's not forget Shogun. It's still showing. So if you are following that, you should know. So someone made a tweet saying that if you are watching Shogun, you will just be seeing how these people do not value life. But you are forgetting that when we are talking about the Japanese culture, the history of seppuku and harakiri, that's committing honor suicide, is actually part of their culture. So somebody insults you and You feel that the insult touch your family, you'll be like, I will kill myself. You will go kill yourself.
No, it's more about honor. It's more about honor and disgrace to a particular family household.
Okay, so
if you honor
or disgrace your family, you will kill yourself in order to redeem the honor of your family.
Okay.
Like, it's crazy. Small thing, person will just be like, I kill myself. Mwah. Once. So, man, like, no, Shogun is quite an interesting show. You should watch it.
Is it complete?
No.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
When it's complete, tell me so I can HD.
I will not remind you, don't worry. So you can HD. Oh, God.
Okay, so let's do and jump straight into your world of movie and TV news.
Big news and entertainment this week. Big news.
Without wasting more time, let's jump straight to his news and entertainment.
Okay, so being cast in 2005 and finishing his run as the man with the 00 number back in 2021, we know Daniel Craig played his role as James Bond and became the longest person to play James Bond in his running. And for a while, they've been looking for who to play James Bond. And at one point, they said Idris Elba, they said Henry Cavill, they said Tom Hiddleston, they said Tom Hardy, and they even said a female James Bond was going to come. But right now, there's a rumor right now going around that Aaron Taylor Johnson has been offered the role of James Bond. For those who don't know, Aaron, he is Quicksilver in the MCU, who died in Age of Ultron.
Very painful, annoying death.
He played, was it Whiskey in Bullet Train?
Yeah, he was one of the brothers in Bullet Train.
Yes, and he's in Godzilla. He played Kick-Ass, the character Kick-Ass, and so many other things. So right now, there are rumors that he has been offered, they say, oh yeah, take the role of James Bond. But honestly, I think we should go the route they did with Daniel Craig. Let the next James Bond be an unknown actor that is James Bond that will make the person blow.
Okay.
That will be like that breakout role. Because Daniel Craig has been acting since he was He was in Lucky. He had done a lot of things, but nobody you don't really know him.
But even this Johnson,
Kick-Ass
made him very popular around that period. He was really popular for Kick-Ass.
And he's going to be playing Kraven the Hunter.
Tommy Nkrumah carry you now. You never blow like that.
So that if you just enter, that's 007 killing.
Yeah. You don't blow.
So, but if that is not going to happen, being that they are not going to cast somebody who is unknown, I think I'm fine with Ira Telling Johnson.
Me, I'm fine with him. The dude is good enough.
I know Sabian, they should just bring Henry Cavill.
But they should just give Henry Cavill a
bit. Yeah, they should bring Abba.
But if anybody sees Henry Cavill, you just know it's James Bond.
No, no. But James,
he's supposed to be, from the look, you should know that that's James Bond. You should be scared.
Well, he should have that, he should exude that aura.
Yes.
That, what's the name of the previous James Bond and what's his name? Pierce Brosnan had. Pierce Brosnan was the, Pierce Brosnan and what's the name of this old guy that was in LXG? Sean Connery. They had the sexy James Bond vibe.
So when I come to your desk and I say, I'm James. James Bond. You should know.
No.
I am Bond.
I am Bond. Sorry, no verse.
No, it's not even I am. No. You both are
spelling it. Go ahead, Bond.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
The name is Mike.
You don't
off Mike.
Off Mike. like that's it, right?
Anyway, my message is here. Okay, Cyclops optic blast was mad. It was crazy. I hate how they put him in the back seat in media in general. I'm glad he's back to the front of the team. Yaro Osh continues to say they made him the jealous, angry, weak boyfriend. And Osh continues and say, okay, yeah, well, he wrote that message
true.
Twice.
That's true. They really made him the
angry. But if now you don't go first, say, Logan won't collect your babe.
So, but I don't know. I probably because of the, I feel say, that blast thing, they really downplayed it because I felt it should be very powerful. It's about hit Wolverine.
No, it's very powerful. It has different levels to it. But the thing is that if a nuclear bomb cannot kill Wolverine, you think saying that in blast will come kill him.
No, may war wound that may heal, but more.
No, but that's the thing. Okay, can't wait to see the rest of Solo Leveling. Is a superb anime. Code 8 Part 2 also, and Dunes Part 2 are really a good watch. That's what Tony says all the way from Lugbe.
So, the fourth installment to the Captain America franchise is happening with Anthony Mackie, and right now it's called Captain America Brave New World. And Anthony Mackie said he's disappointed that Captain America Brave New World won't include Sebastian Stan as Bucky Barnes and Daniel Bro as Baron Zemo.
Let me just say this, Bar. You see the casting of this guy as Bucky and his appearance in the MCU. But anyway, his appearance in the Avengers, then Civil War and all the rest, but that was the best appearance of any villain. The introduction that they will give. When they introduced him, was it in Civil War that they introduced him?
No, it was in Winter Soldier.
Oh God.
He was in Captain America, the first Avenger, but not as the Winter Soldier.
Right,
he said when they decided to go back to the movies, it is what it is, but I don't have my friends anymore, so it kind of dampens it a little bit.
It's painful that they are not bringing him back, but
because both Bucky Barnes and Zemo were the fun part of the series, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Anyway, still moving on, Warner Bros plans to expand their production of anime to more than 10 series per year. You should be excited about this.
No, the reason why I'm not going to be excited is I still prefer Japanese-styled animes than when the Americans come to start producing, except if they are going to carry Japanese directors or directors who have worked in other animes that are Japanese-styled before they now come and try to Americanize it, because that's what spoils all these things. That's why DC still makes better animes than Marvel. If you watch a DC animation and you watch a Marvel animation, you hate the Marvel and you prefer the DC. But when you watch a DC movie and a Marvel movie, you prefer the Marvel and you hate the DC.
Wow.
They have their strong suits.
So yes, animation, leave it for the Japanese.
Talking about Strong Suit, House of the Dragon Season 2 will premiere on June 16 on HBO. So it's not so far. We are waiting for more Dracarys.
We just have April, May, June. Two months to it.
X-Men 97 has the best Rotten Tomatoes score ever for a Marvel studio with 100% certified fresh. Fresh. New.
Is it really that good?
It is
Yes,
good.
It is that good. This is what happens when the
I'm just
like
asking.
You,
I'm just like asking.
Watch, like you didn't watch the old to appreciate
the old words. The
Baba,
old X-Men
short,
animation.
I open
I
YouTube.
Did.
We must play that soundtrack.
I did. I saw it.
Did you?
Yes.
X-Men soundtrack. Oh. The X-Men the animated series soundtrack.
I did. I saw it.
Pa 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 pa.
You don't use mouth, play them already.
You know, I thought they were showing it on the normal terrestrial channel.
Are you saying what we have to kiss? Yeah.
Off his mic.
No, I won't off his mic. I won't off.
Bloody kidney.
That's a bloody kidney.
Michael Rosenbaum says they are going to pitch an animated Smallville sequel series to DC when the time is right. He said the whole cast would voice their characters from the show and we have a concept of what the show would be.
I won't mind that. I actually enjoy Smallville, Sha. I actually enjoy Smallville.
I've never seen it.
Okay, so right now we are hearing that a live-action Popeye movie is in the works. Why?
Leave some things, so leave some things.
Oh my God.
Popeye the Sailor. Why?
I really learn a lot from this show. So it's Popeye.
It's Popeye.
What do you mean the color?
Popeye.
God. You say it's Popeye.
I'm so sorry.
See, I believe there are some things that you shouldn't just touch. So now that we have this guy that did the Dragon Ball animation that is late now, yeah. A lot of people have been asking, should they like do a remastering or should they start up another series of it? Personally, I prefer a remaster. Just make everything HD so that everybody can enjoy it rather than going back to do another one without him. Just remaster, let everybody enjoy what has been existing.
Talking about enjoying what has been existing, Pedro Pascal said a residual check of Buffy the Vampire Slayer saved him from going homeless when he only had $7 in his bank account. He said, it's literally the only reason I'm able to stay in acting and not give up. Now, a lot of people don't know that Pedro Pascal appeared in Buffy the Vampire Slayer and I mean, the residual check really saved lives because after you don't move on, as they are doing reruns...
It's the same way Abacha's money that has been saving Nigeria.
Exactly, yeah.
But I don't know why we don't have such plans for our Nollywood actors. And it's a big
so
concern.
So it's that there is not enough room for negotiations for actors in Nollywood. In Hollywood, there's what they call the sunset clause that is added in contracts where they will say, okay, you know what, you've worked for us for so-and-so years. If you finish the movie, after so-and-so years, you can still make money off when the movie is remastered or sold off to other branches. For example, you are making a movie for cinema, but you are getting money off what is made from cinema. They will now say, if this goes to streaming platforms, whatever is paid will also pay you from there.
Yeah.
They now say they are going to still break that same movie into miniseries. You are still going to get paid because it's your face. That's why the Actors Guild went on strike when they were talking about the whole inclusion of AI. And that's why they refuse to sign, because signing that will mean that they cannot make money off their image or likeness being used in any franchise or movie.
Hold on.
It's crazy, yeah. But more messages here. Please, can we all agree that Daniel Craig is the worst James Bond ever? Because
no.
Sean Connery was the best. Also, it just
Daniel Craig.
Before should I say this thing? Before we insult him, let's move on.
Sean Connery used to be my best James Bond, followed by Pierce Brosnan. But after seeing what they use Daniel Craig's James Bond to do, I'm sorry, he's my best. You cannot
even the way he exited from the franchise, that's the best exit you can give a James Bond.
Daniel Craig James Bond is the only James Bond that had an origin
and had range.
Other James Bond started from when he was already a suave, you know, spy and this thing. Daniel Craig James Bond started from when he was, before he became a 00 agent. And Abba, Abba, see the part where he broke into M's house.
Yeah, but
and then wanted to reveal what M meant, and then she now said one more word from you and have you killed.
No shout.
The only James Bond movie to nominated for Oscar. The only James Bond movie is only an Chris movie that has crossed over $1 billion in the book. I beg you, we should just.
Well, Yaro says we should carry that audio of you singing the X-Men 97 tune and give Marvel. They will use it and clean table. Because I don't understand. Focus horrible voice.
Don't hate the player.
By the way, guys, thank you for always being a part of the show. Your messages. Today's show was actually fun because...
It's always fun.
Yeah. We were talking and we did not know that time has actually gone. We did not know.
It's quite unfortunate.
But yeah, it's quite unfortunate. But the good thing is you will always have the opportunity to join us every Sunday from 8 p.m. live here, and we'll be taking your messages and your calls. But let's take this last message. Can we not? Anyway, good evening. The girl that is... threatening of leaving doesn't love the what a way to say bye bye. Because I don't know where this one enter here. Bye bye, you guys. I beg.
That's entertainment.